making of the madness. It starts tonight. The first of the fake college football playoff reveals. Always remember that nothing that is spewed out tonight matters at all. But that doesn't mean we can't have fun with my friend Jerry Palm from CBSSports.com. He is our chief bracketologist, and it's the bracket. It's a small bracket, but it's a bracket nonetheless. It'll get bigger next year. Hi, Jerry. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Did anything I say there ring as false?
No, totally true. In fact, I think in my column with my projected top 25 yeah. for these rankings, I refer to it as the warm-up act, the warm-up act. So,
yeah. All right. So in your college football playoff rankings prediction, you have two teams from the Big Ten on top. In the yeah. In your list of criteria, the first thing you list is strength of schedule. Should that yeah. not have eliminated Michigan?
Well, yeah. Actually, what it eliminated was Georgia.
It did.
You know, you can't eliminate both of them. I mean, I guess you could. But Michigan's schedule is not so great, but it is in the top 70 of the rankings. Georgia is closer to 120.
Top 70?
And Georgia, of those top teams, you know, there's four that are in the top 70.
Right.
There's like two of them, Michigan and I forget who the other is, in the 60s. But Georgia is around 120. And the reason for that is they've played two teams, well, three that have amassed more than two wins, Auburn, Kentucky, and Florida. And they have a FCS team on there. It's just not good enough. And for all of Michigan's schedule issues, they've played eight games and five of them are 500 or better.
Right. And Nebraska's got a good record right now, even though we know Nebraska, you know, Nebraska's trash. But they have played Nebraska.
The whole West is.
Right. Right.
But
exactly.
Got to win the games, right? So, well, and it's funny because the team with the best record on Michigan's schedule to this point is Rutgers, mm-hmm. 6-2. But it's the thing about Michigan is they're absolutely laying waste to their schedule. And these guys like game control. Now, they don't measure game control because there really isn't a measurement for it. But nobody's controlling games like Michigan. I mean, they are the kings of game control. So, you know, when you've got a schedule like this, all you can do is eviscerate it. And mm-hmm. they have done that. And, you know, Georgia just hasn't. Like, Michigan's given up double-digit points once. Minnesota got to 10. and Georgia's given up, you know, 17, five times.
Yeah, Georgia's been in doubt in the second half of several of these games. So, yeah, I'm with you.
You know, they're replacing a lot of guys. I mean, they've got a lot of guys to replace them with, but, you know, and I still think Georgia, in my bowl projections, I still have Georgia number one. So I think they're going to get there. I just don't think they're there yet. But, you know, that's, you know, so you've got Ohio State, who's played, you know, a pretty good schedule.
Yeah.
They've got two quality wins, and Florida State's got some quality wins, and Washington's beaten Oregon, and, you know, and Michigan has been so dominant, you can hardly ignore it. And then Georgia is this. I mean, that's just, you know, they don't have either of those things.
Right. Jerry Palm is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. I agree with you, by the way. I agree with Ohio State over Michigan, even though Michigan might get to that game and lay waste to Ohio State. They obviously are that good. Do you think Michigan has electronically monitored the selection committee?
Maybe. I don't know. They're really just meeting, you know, last night and today.
Right.
Well, I guess they started on Sunday. But, you know, I don't know, maybe. I don't know if it helps them any to monitor the selection committee.
It's
probably more helpful to monitor Ohio State.
Yeah, it probably would be. I don't think they have to worry about pretty much anybody else. Oh, they play Penn State. They still have to play Penn State, don't they?
Penn State's a road game, yeah.
All right, so is there... what is in the way of Florida State? I mean, Florida State takes care of business. They're going to be in the playoff as a 13-0 ACC champ. There's not going to be more than four undefeated teams.
Right.
So
that would be the only way they'd be in question.
So if they were to, and if they were to lose any of their games, there's nobody good enough on their schedule to go, well, that's an acceptable loss. Even if,
right.
depending, Miami might be good. I don't know. I don't think Florida is all that good, although the game is in the swamp, right? So,
right. There's really no not much margin of error for Florida State, because the rest of their league is just not that great. It's funny,
well, it looked good 2 weeks ago, Jerry.
I know, and then Georgia Tech happened to just about everybody, apparently. but it's weird to see Louisville as successful as they are, not because. They can be successful. I mean, Jeff Brom's a pretty good coach, but it's weird that they're kind of doing it more with defense. And Jeff Brom, that's not really his
right.
MO. But, they're winning that way, and it's working out pretty well for them. But I don't think they're a threat to Florida State either. Florida State's just got to stay out of their own way. If they can do that, then they should be undefeated in the college football playoff.
Jerry Palm at JP Palm CBS on Twitter. What is the one loss team that is most likely to end up in the college football playoff right now, as you could see it?
I would say equally likely Oregon and Texas, because I think they can win the rematch with their the team that's beating them now, Oklahoma for Texas and Washington for Oregon. I actually think they're each of them that's going to win that rematch. It's a little less spicy now that Oklahoma won't be undefeated in that game. And that could actually hurt Texas.
Right.
In terms of, and also the fact that the Big 12 is not as good as the Pac-12. So Oregon's chances are better, because at 12-1, they will have the strongest schedule of one loss team. And that would include even Alabama, although Alabama's will be pretty good too.
What if Washington, this will be the last question. What if Washington wins out against their schedule and then loses to Oregon in the Pac-12 championship game? Because Washington's got USC and Utah and Oregon State all left, and Washington State's pretty good too. But if they go 4-0 and end up 12-0, why wouldn't they basically be just playing for a seed at that point?
Well, it depends on what the other teams do. You have to understand that conference championship matters.
Right.
They're not picking the four best conference champions, but if you're in anything resembling a tiebreaker scenario, the fact that they're not a conference champion and somebody like Texas is would matter. Could matter.
And the fact that it's Washington and as opposed to Texas.
No, I don't think that matters.
Yeah, I know. I don't either, but most
Texas
people do.
Texas has to win at Alabama, which is a big deal. And that's assuming that Alabama is no worse than 11-2, that's a big deal. That win at Alabama is really big for Texas.
Oh, no question. Alabama's got a couple of difficult games coming up as well. And they might...
All of their difficult games this year were at home, except the SEC championship game. Their schedule was really nice. All of the good teams they have to play this year are at home.
Alabama.
Yes.
Right. They have LSU at home. And then if they can get through that, who knows?
Tennessee
maybe
at home.
That's right.
Texas at home.
Iron Bowl.
Mississippi at home.
Is the Iron Bowl on the road? I don't know. I don't know where they... I don't care about Alabama. They're not that good. They look good now. The record looks good, and I'm not saying they're bad. I just don't think they're all that great. I think you are, Jerry, and we'll do it again very soon. I hope you are correct in your rankings tonight, even though you don't have Duke in the top 25. Man, I wish they had a healthy quarterback.
No kidding.
Because the defense is absolutely good enough. All right, sir. We'll talk to you again very soon.
All right, thanks.